On Air Above Water presents from Malawi.
Our new economic drives cause troubled waters. A report by Nick Perkins of Radio Bridge Overseas.
For a long time, the mention of the name of the southern African country, Malawi, called to mind two things, the lake and President Banda. Now Banda is gone, but the lake, it seems, is bigger than ever.
The lake sure has a big potential, and I must say, after the elections and with the new government who is now promoting tourism, and we got for the first time a minister of tourism, we got a principal secretary, we have a budget. So the government takes tourism quite seriously.
Mr. Van Osch, the manager of the Livingstonia, one of the oldest hotels along the lakeshore, is looking forward to the boom. But I'm a bit concerned. I'm familiar with all of the social ills that can befall a country when it succumbs to the lure of foreign exchange and bikini remains. And already, some of these side effects appear to be quite evident. For instance, the kids who linger along the lake are not a good sign. Some of them are con artists or pickpockets. Nearly all of them are skipping school. Mr. Kaseka is from the district office of Salima, a very popular stretch of the lakeshore with tourists. He says taking tourism away is not the solution for these kids.
Most of those chaps around there who are living with families that are female-headed with no really recognizable source of income, you find that they tend to get loose like that. So why actually I may have said it may not have been a problem, I would feel it probably is a solution to their problem.
But then there are the workers from the sanitation department who are upgrading the public works in Senga Bay, a beach in Salima. These workers live in tents and have no latrines, while right next to them is a Livingstonia hotel, where the cheapest room is around $100 US a night. Furthermore, the workers and their families are forbidden from swimming on the beach in front of the hotel. The government legislated this, and Mr. Van Osch is quick to uphold it. Some might find the spectacle obscene and cause for social unrest. But there's little resentment here. Surprisingly, these men have no problem with the prospect of more hotels springing up along the lakeshore. The district officer explains that public access to the beach is still free in most areas, and he insists that a system has been put in place that requires any prospective builder to have the approval of traditional, municipal, and federal authorities before he can start any construction. But if Mr. Kaseka's response to the threat of bilharzia is any indication, then he and his government are surely underestimating the impact of tourism.
If ever there is really something like that, then there should be some specific places where that whole thing is. And if ever such a place may be indicated, then we could really comment to say that there is such a case. But as for Salima as such, I can confirm that on our lake shores we haven't had any reports of such a thing.
For a long time, Lake Malawi was renowned not only as one of the most beautiful lakes in Africa, but also one of a handful on the continent that was without bilharzia. But exposure to travelers increases the risk of contaminating the water. And within the last 2 years, I know of two people who contracted the parasite from swimming in the lake. It is not the sort of thing that is apt to stay localized. But one must understand that Malawians are optimistic about their future for the first time in nearly 30 years. When Hastings Banda took power shortly after independence, he gradually disillusioned his supporters by imposing his taste and avarice on all and sundry. But now age and the international community have forced him out of office, leaving the country's nationals free to wear what they please, grow their hair how they like, and above all, to make money. It would take a lot to temper this new hope.
Radio Bridge Overseas connected you
on air about water.
I think to myself, what a wonderful